Well, I'm going to take things back to the ocean once more. You might imagine that. No surprise at all. And the peculiar shape of hammerhead sharks, which I have to admit are, I always say this, but it is really one of my most favourite species. They're so strange to look at. And in fact, their morphology, their anatomy, has been a huge biological conundrum that's been puzzling scientists for years and years. Really wondering why they have these strange shaped heads. You know, they're nothing like anything else in the sea. Well, now American scientists have uncovered some of the secrets of these odd hammer-shaped heads, and they've shown that having eyes spaced far apart on their wide heads lets hammerhead sharks see much better than more conventionally shaped sharks. And in particular, hammerheads have an enhanced depth perception, and that's a really crucial skill for predators to judge how far away prey is before swooping in for the kill. Well, over the years, there have been various ideas put forward about why the hammerheads have those extraordinary compressed and laterally expanded heads. It's known as a cephalofoil, which I think is a great word. There's your word for the day. And there's the possibilities include greater sensitivity to smells or to the weak electrical signals given off by prey animals, maybe greater lift and manoeuvrability in the water, or it might help them in catching and manipulating prey. But until now, very few studies have actually gone about testing all these various hypotheses for why hammerheads have those strange heads. Well, the research team led by Michelle McComb from Atlantic Florida University have set out to test another idea, and it's one that's really sparked a lot of controversy over the years, which is whether or not hammerhead sharks can see better than normal sharks. Now, what they did was they mapped out the 3D visual fields of various shark species, including three hammerheads, the bonnethead, scalloped and winghead hammerhead sharks. And what they did was they anaesthetised each of the sharks in turn, and then they used an electrode and worked to work out if an electrical signal is generated in the retina when a narrow beam of light is shined on the eye from a various range of angles. And by that way, you can build up this sort of three-dimensional field. And what they found was that all of the sharks, of all the sharks, it was the hammerheads that had most overlap in their vision from their front two eyes in front of them. And the sharks with the wider heads, the hammerheads that were even bigger, had even more overlap. And it's that overlap that gives you a greater ability to perceive depth and to figure out how far things are away from you. The team also discovered a fantastic thing, which is that all these sharks have extraordinary 360-degree vision in the vertical plane. So they can essentially see right above their heads and also down below them. But one thing hammerheads aren't very good at, I thought this was rather sweet, was they can't really see what's going on behind them, because as you can imagine, their eyes are kind of facing forwards on the end of these huge heads. And there are reports of prey fish hanging around behind hammerheads, hoping not to be seen. But there's a behavioural way that hammerheads seem to overcome this. And what McComb and their colleagues have done is they've looked at videos of sharks swimming, and the hammerheads basically swing their heads around a lot more. And it seems that sort of compensates for this compromised vision behind them. But this is really wonderful. But of course, it doesn't rule out other things that might be good about having a hammer-shaped head. But it does certainly begin to unveil one of these fantastic secrets of these amazing animals and why they evolved to look so strange.
Glad I didn't have to anaesthetise a shark, what some people are doing in the name of science. Thank you, Helen.